quitting.
You're listening to the F That Noise podcast featuring Pete Melia.
But we're talking about shit here.
Jamie Klein.
No one wants to smell your dirty fucking shit.
Mike Burdick.
Feel like I'm in group.
Steve Taylor.
Is he getting his balls slapped by some other dude?
And Keith Grieve.
You get a fucking sausage.
It is episode 82 of F That Noise. I'm sorry we were gone for so long. We know that we were bad. But without further ado, let's get the show started with our first drive of the week since our return. If you don't know what a drive is a line from a movie or TV show said with exceptional velocity or volume. And this segment belongs to Jamie Klein.
What we have here is the 1987... 1987 sci-fi comedy classic Inner Space. I love this movie. I think it's great. It's a very underrated film. And Martin Short is absolutely fucking hilarious in this movie. Martin Short does a very, very good underrated drive. So I found this and I'm like, oh, we gotta play this for the podcast. So play that shit, yo.
Jack, get a hold of yourself, Jack.
I need some aspirin.
What?
Please, I'm begging you for some aspirin!
So great. It happened so early in the clip. It like it bucks our usual trend of having like a good 10 to 12 second buildup.
Yeah, right.
Oh,
kind of went right after it.
It was a money shot right away.
But I mean, that's like Martin Short,
I'll
right?
I'll give you a money shot.
One,
oh. No, no, no!
It's a Michael Short.
What's he? Well, part of what's... So Mike is really infatuated with this sound effect that I found on this little website that I use. So it's...
No, I just like the word.
Pussy.
There it is. So if you hear him chirp up during the show like that, that's because he's fascinated by small shiny items, and that's where we're at. So. That was the drive of the week. Are you doing Trashman Media anymore? Do I plug them?
Actually, right now, like the WordPress just got updated and it fucked up all the plugins. So that's currently down. Last time I looked, I know Jim was working on it. So we're gonna try to have. It's funny too. I got a movie to review.
In the near future, keep checking back to TrashmanMedia.com. They are the ones that bring to you the drive of the week every week.
Right. And also, don't forget to check out www.chrispender.com.
There you go. if you can find them. So there's been a lot of shit going on keeping us from getting together, and we won't go into it now. But we have been wanting to talk about Book of Boba Fett to the point where nobody has brought it up in our private group chat because it's been brought up. But any large tangents have been amputated at the root because we were trying to save it and keep it fresh for the day where we finally returned to the air. And here we are. So,
Steve, will you clear your throat, please?
I think that...
I'm sick as a dog right now, so...
Oh, shit, really?
So
chocolate.
First cold in like 3 years.
We might have a good go back and forth about this 3-2. On this, because you can't obviously be evenly split with five people. So I know where Mike and Steve lie on the spectrum.
I've kept it primarily a secret how I feel.
No, you haven't.
Yeah, I have no idea.
So we're going to go with you guys last.
Darren Dunn's sexuality.
But on that note, I think that Pete should start, because when we saw Pete last weekend, he did give us like the first like introduction of his comments, and like he said, that's all you're getting right now. And he said, and I've been like, I haven't been able to sleep since.
So I say we let I say we let Pete lead off here.
Oh man. Well, you know, I First of all, like, I'm not as hard on my entertainment as some of you guys tend to be. You know, for the most part, if something takes me somewhere, you know, and it's a place I want to go, it works out just perfect. You know, and the details are great. But anyways, in this case, I love that they continued the story of Boba Fett. Didn't just let it die there in the pit. And, you know, I mean, for how many years have we just basically had that guy dead in our hearts? Like, he's just gone, you know. Any resurrecting of him in any form, to me, is better. It's better than him just being dead forever, in my opinion. Now, I think that's the big dividing line, maybe.
Did you say any erection?
Any erection, like Michael's in.
Oh.
No, not like that. Whatever.
Michael's in.
Right. So, that said, I had a low bar. Pretty low bar. I happen to like the direction that they took the aging, middle-aged, you know, fella, whatever he was. I don't know, maybe 20 years he sat there in the pit or whatever it was, you know, went through a divorce and, you know, the whole thing, and these middle-aged guy comes out. I was okay with all of that, him out of shape, the whole thing. Yeah, it all followed, as far as I'm concerned. I like the storyline, how it was nice and simple. He took his way in. The best part about the whole thing, I can go into all that stuff. It was all well and good with me. But basically, I was watching it with my three boys, and we had a riot throughout the entire series. We looked forward to every episode. That's what made it for me. I spent like half of it just staring at them, you know.
Hey, Pete, did you guys watch them, like, you didn't binge, you kind of spread it out, or how did you do it?
Well, we were basically waiting for the next one to come out.
Oh, awesome.
Okay. Oh, yeah, and it, you know, that was like a party. We had a spread. We had, you know, we made stuff ahead of time. Like, you know, I would forget about it sometimes, and it's like, oh, my God, and then everyone's excited. And that made the whole thing for me. I love that they gave personalities to things like the Rancor. They gave it a little depth. I like that they gave a little depth to the Sand People in that whole storyline or whatever, you know. Everybody had closed the book on just kind of the Sand People, and that's pretty much all you know. That's it. You know, what a shitty character, really, when you think about it. Like, anything that crosses their past, they're so fucking pissed all the time. They just like fire at it and try to murder it. And how does a people like that survive in any way? Like, you know, like in the desert and harsh conditions, there's got to be more to it, right? Like, it turns out there is. Anyways. I'm finished and I rest my case.
So basically,
they may well fuck the Brandon twins. Thank you.
So basically, the main driver of your joy from the series was the fact that you and your boys made it a thing.
Oh, God, that's a killer.
Okay. Right. James, do you want to go?
Sure.
Yeah. All right, we'll go on to Steve.
I can do it. I liked it. I enjoyed it. Didn't love it. Like, to me, it's like the Mandalorian is right up here. Book of Boba Fett was more middle ground for me. I thought it got better as it went along. I get what Pete is saying, I guess, but then I remember what Mike said, so I kind of agree with both Mike and
I haven't said anything.
No, you said a while back before we were even on air.
Oh my God!
About the mystique of Boba Fett, and I wish there was a little bit more mystique. He had this helmet off too much. It was driving me up the wall. I was like, God damn, put your helmet on. You're much cooler with your helmet's on. Right now, you look like...
It was like almost like an anti-vax statement being made. You got to take your mask off. I don't
right.
know.
Hey, you never know. Maybe. But yeah, I really enjoyed it once the Mandalorian came into the show. That's when I was like, oh, good. This is like a half of season three. It was like season 2.5, because I loved all the stuff. I loved the stuff with Luke Skywalker. I loved the stuff with R2-D2. I, you know, I'd like that, you know, Baby Yoda go or Go-Gurt or
whatever the
fuck
his name
is. Go-Gurt. I love Go-Gurt. Go-Gurt is his name.
Whatever his name is. I like that he chose to go with the Mandalorian. I love all that stuff. I thought that I love that they finally connected at the end. I got totally geeked out, nerded out watching that. And kind of like what Pete said, like my wife and I were just always looking forward to watching. Now, we did binge the first four episodes. And we both were like, yeah, it's okay. You know, nothing great, but it's tolerable. It's not bad. Once we hit episode five, and that's when the Mandalorian came back, I was glued. And we had to wait for each one. I was could not wait to watch each episode. And then the last episode was just, all it was action. And Boba Fett had his goddamn helmet on, so I was happy about that. but I enjoyed it. And I liked the stuff with the Rancor, and I thought that was kind of cool. And I liked the pissed off evil Chewbacca. I forgot what that character's name was. I liked that. I could do without the those biker. What do you call those? The pussies. Oh, yeah.
Fucktards on bikes.
The grunge look. I don't know what they're called. You know, the splatterpunk looking guys. Yeah.
Vespa bikes.
I could do without those. It didn't ruin it for me, but I was like, ugh. Anytime they were on, I was like, oh, I could care less. And I don't know about you guys. The one character I can't stand. She's also in The Mandalorian, is that Strangers with Candy broad that's in all the episodes. I can't stand her.
You mean
she works on the ships and
yeah, she plays the mechanic.
Yeah, she's the comic relief.
Oh, Sudeikis is the actress, right?
I can't fucking stomach her. So every time she's on, it's like, ah, god damn it. So
Linda Lavin remake?
Yes.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yes, and the only thing missing is Mel. But like all her dialogue is like it is awful. Like seriously, like I just every time she opens her mouth, Amy Sedaris, David Bell commented.
Yeah, it's like nails on a chalkboard. I couldn't stand that. But overall, I enjoyed it. I love Star Wars, so I might be biased because it is Star Wars, but overall, I got a kick out of it. But what did it for me was that last episode. I fucking love that last episode. I thought it was so much fun. Tits. Okay.
All right. Steven?
So I went into it with high hopes, too, because even though everyone thinks I hate everything Star Wars, that is not true. I do love The Mandalorian, both seasons.
Hate Empire.
And so I had high hopes going into this because at first I had a little bit of an issue with Boba Fett, who, like, I think The Mandalorian is supposed to take place right after Jedi, right?
Yes.
Yes.
No, four years.
Yeah,
like 4 years. So The Mandalorian, or Boba Fett, should still only be in his 40s. And now he's a fat 60-year-old. And I was like, I don't see how this fucking, you're in the Rancor for 4 years and you turn to a fat 60-year-old. Okay. you know, I had such high hopes. And like Jamie said, the first four episodes I thought were boring. Like, it was literally a fat Boba Fett walking up and down a street. The part with the sand people, I agree with Pete, I loved. And that's why I was very disappointed when they just killed off that whole storyline to give him, like, more of a reason to go on.
Like a tragedy. Yeah.
I would have rather them have kept the sand people and continued on that storyline. I thought that would have been a better storyline because pretty much everything when they get into the city with the cyberpunk douchebags, and I didn't even like the bad guy, the villain syndicate in it. I wasn't really blown away by them. I lost me. Episode 5 and 6 were the Mandalorian episodes, which I loved both of those. 7 is where they started to integrate them, and I didn't like the end. Because it was the walking up and down the street, blown up of Jessica Biel's
Jessica Biel.
Do it. If Jessica Biel was in it, it might have worked.
Who was the one from Flashdance? That was the
I know you're talking about Jennifer.
Jennifer Biel.
They blew up her bar and she was gone, and they didn't really talk about that. And there was like a main kind of hangout for at least 3 episodes, and so that kind of bothered me a little bit. And then the whole running down the street with those massive droidekas, and they go like 3 blocks running down the middle of the street, and not one of them gets hit by the fucking laser. The whole chase. I was sitting there like, come on, somebody's got to fucking die or dive behind a building or something. They run all the way to the end, and that guy does that stupid little fegulous spin where he fires his gun, the one with the robot eye.
What did he do?
I'm going to say it again. Yeah. And I don't know. I just, to me, the Rancor thing, I wasn't a big fan of. When he went back to what I assumed was he was going back to get Slave One.
Pussy!
Because I think that thing with its lasers would have done more damage on everything going on in the city than the Rancor, which ended up causing almost as much damage.
Yeah.
Penis.
What?
Please, I beg of you for the man, bitch!
All right, Mike, go ahead. Unleash.
Unleash it sucked.
The in-depth commentary from Mike Burdick.
No, I mean, it starts with the stuff I mentioned before. Is like, yeah, like kind of like Bill Nye and Steve said, is like this guy was old, and he was old for no reason. Like we knew him for like six lines or something in the original trilogy. Right. We didn't know much about him, and here he comes, and all we're learning about is his frailties and how fucking old he is and how he has to take breaks in a respirator and how he like,
it's a back to tank.
He has to take another nap, whatever.
It's a back to tank.
He's got to take another nap. I got to come up with a stupid name for the respirator. And then there's the problem that originally, like going into this, if you say you like Star Wars, everybody that was good is now bad. And everybody that bad is now good. Like I got to fucking root for the creature, the Rankler, or whatever the hell his name is. I got to root.
Rancor. Rancor.
I got to root for these stupid guards. I got to root for these people. And then Luke Skywalker comes out like a douchebag. The whole thing about like, you know, the whole thing about how he is, there's no absolutes in the Jedi. And then he hands, you either do this or this. He does like absolutes, you know, like crazy. Shows what a shitty teacher he is. not to mention the fact that his fucking face bothered me. You know, it just was really bothersome. Like it didn't bother me as much with Princess Leia or Tarkin in Rogue One for some reason, but with Luke it really bothered the fuck out of me. He just looked like crap. There's two episodes in the whole thing that worked, and that was the Mandalorian centered episodes. The last episode was dog shit. It was like so bad it made no sense. It was like it had no story, but really through the entire series, there were no stakes to hang your head on. You had this guy that was trying to be a gangster, but he didn't want to collect protection money or do anything. You had these guys, they give you these characters and then they don't pay off at all. Like the two guards go off a cliff, like nothing. There's no stakes or nothing really to care about. And there's nothing really going on. And although I salute Pete and his sons being able to watch this show, and I think that's awesome, I think the show itself sucked. And I think when it comes down to it, it just comes down to the saturation of Star Wars and it's just and saturation of Marvel and these ideas. They're like, it's so easy to just throw out another 8-episode show now, you know, another trilogy, another this. It used to be a big freaking deal. And it's sort of like when you get that original speech from Obi-Wan about what the Jedi were to Luke, and then we get fucking midichlorians and the thousands Jedi survived the purge and all this kind of stuff. And you're like, he wasn't the last Jedi. And there's all this, it's like it ruins it when you put all this extra detail on it. This kind of is what this was for Boba Fett. Boba Fett was just an awesome character. If anybody should have got on and just kicked ass, it should have been Boba Fett. The only saving grace besides the Mandalorian for me was the evil character, the cowboy character, the blue guy.
Oh yeah, that guy was name. Cool.
And I thought that was a really good incorporation, and he had a really good character, and you know they wrote him kind of well, and I thought he was great. But I didn't care about any of these characters other than him, though. That's basically
my problem with that, and I agree with you, Mike. I like that character, but Disney had to pull a Disney and kill the bad guy. It's like, why did he need to die? He was such a cool character. You could have built off of him.
Right. No, I hear you, but at the same time, it's very much of like a Western, right? Like the Mandalorian was very much a Western. and an old like samurais and westerns and that kind of thing. This kind of gave that little element of that where he was like, you know, he's a classic western villain who falls at the end. I just didn't think that the people that killed him were worth a damn.
Yeah.
So it didn't, you know, it didn't really work for me, but that was just my take on it. But I totally respect what you're saying about being able to catch every episode, like look forward to it. I think that's awesome. It just didn't, I really, like Steve said, I really had high expectations. I really wanted to like it, especially after The Mandalorian. And I feel like these streaming shows have an opportunity to do what some of the movies can't. And it just disappoints me when it doesn't happen. And I felt like, you know, that's basically it. And if anyone has the opportunity, I told you guys this the other night, but if you have the opportunity to watch that Honest trailer, that's a great Honest trailer to watch on Boba Fett. Because they really hit it on the nose, and it's really funny too.
The trailer's honest, but you're a fucking liar, bro.
Yeah, I am. You are full of shit.
Very true.
We know this. Oh. We know this.
Oh,
here's the thing. Like the whole series was going on, and I'm just like, yeah, I'm here. Not like The Mandalorian, where it's like, okay, we kind of knew the myth of Mandalorians, you know, growing up with Star Wars, if you had read or any of the comics or played any of the video games, you knew a little bit about what the myth of the Mandalorians were. So let's see where this character goes. And the first two seasons of The Mandalorian knocked it out of the park. But now you got to, and even at the end of the season two of The Mandalorian, when Boba Fett shows up, you know, you're like, wait a minute. How the fuck did he get out of the Sarlacc pit? And then they go and answer it, and you're like, well, that doesn't really satisfy me at all.
Because they really didn't answer it.
No, he just crawled out of the sand. Like it totally did a disservice to what that menacing pit looked like in 1983, even with the, you know, limited special effects of the day. But it was very, that was unsatisfying. And then you get to that fucking biker gang or whatever the fuck you want to call them. And it's like, well, who the fuck, like, you've got all of these badasses, okay? You've got Boba Fett, even though he's old and he's sucking off a bank to back the tank every chance he gets. And you've got the Mandalorian comes in and every, now, like, I don't see the two of them putting up with that bullshit. Like, Boba Fett would have smoked those fuckers just on general principle, you know, if he would lived up to the myth. And I get that the character was kind of mellowing with age, but fuck, if I wanted to see that, I'll just look in the mirror every goddamn day. Like, I don't want to, it just doesn't, it's not what I want to watch.
That looks like scotch.
Yeah, well, exactly. Boba, my alter ego is Boba Miserable, but you know it's different. Anywho, I got it. You got me on a tangent here.
You guys didn't like Kevin Nuz coming back in
that season. So my son was really into it, and then at the end, I'm like, he's fucking riding a fucking Rancor. I'm like, what the fuck? And that guy, Mike, I forgot his name already. That guy had a lot of potential. And
in Scott Beard.
Looks just like Mike's penis.
Yes.
Yeah, and it does. That's why I liked it.
The comics, I guess, in the comics, and was he in Rebels, Steve? You know the animated series better than I do.
Yeah. He's in Clone Wars. Is he in Rebels too?
Yeah, I think he is.
Like the fan base was really pissed off that they portrayed him the way they did in that show.
I don't know why. He did great.
I think it's just the way that he was taken out. Because he was such a badass in the
Darth
in the
Maul.
Show. What?
He was Darth Maul.
Huh?
What? Yeah,
Speak Darth up. Maul didn't. Darth Maul didn't die, apparently.
No, that's the other thing. The Star Wars keeps like, haha, you thought he was dead, but he's not. Da, 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 da. And it's like,
are you guys looking forward to Obi-Wan Kenobi series?
I actually am.
I am because
I'm not.
I am because I like the angle of the story, okay? Like, Boba Fett's story didn't have anywhere to go. Except for, ha, he's alive, and look what's happened to him now. He's old, and he sucks. Yeah, not exciting. But
well, something has to make him turn from Ewan McGregor into Alec Guinness.
Well, okay. Well, you're gonna have to let that go.
Like he's gonna have. No, I mean the guy's got to age.
Well, yeah, but the angle of the story of the Inquisitors trying to find the last Jedi, I think that has potential. Where they go with it, who knows? But it's got the potential.
I tell you, I was looking forward to it more before Boba Fett. Now I'm about sick of seeing Tatooine. I'm done with it. I'm done.
Yeah.
I'm done with it. Like it's fucking like it was this. It's supposed to be this planet in the middle of nowhere, and every movie centers on Tatooine now. It's like I don't want to see it anymore. But I also heard they changed the story because they didn't want the Obi-Wan Luke young Luke relationship to be too close to Mandalorian and Baby Yoda. Okay. So they changed the whole story up or something.
Well, I know that like they originally in the story, Darth Maul was supposed to be the main bad guy, and then that kind of got whittled away and changed. Now Darth Vader is the main bad guy.
I heard from the trailer, it looks like the Inquisitor is the main bad guy.
Yeah, that's just what I read was that the big baddie is Darth Vader actually.
Because I know they're putting Darth Vader in the Ahsoka one now.
So and it'll be interesting.
I don't even know what that is.
Ahsoka is Rosario Dawson's role in The Mandalorian.
The one that was on the planet with Luke.
Yeah. Right. Okay.
That was like in the Clone Wars. She's like the Padawan to Anakin. She's like his student.
It's starting to get too many TV shows.
Well, it's fine if they tell compelling stories, but if they're just there to fucking soak up money. It comes through pretty quick.
Yeah, but that's any series. You're not gonna find any.
But if it's well done, you're okay with it.
Yeah, I'm okay with The Mandalorian, and I mean they created this app and they created the Disney app and they got to fill it with content. So
there's a shit ton of content on that thing. But I think that if you had a compelling story, and not Boba Fett's in a bath and taking a bath pretty much for fucking 60% of the show.
It's
like two times.
No, it's not, Jamie. Jamie, it is not.
I mean, Jamie, can we give the guy a break? He was in the Sarlacc pit for decades. Possibly. Who even knows what the best car
was in there?
Is.
He was in there for a little while, and then he crawled out.
Well, hey, but what do we know about Boba Fett? Maybe the guy was 60 years old the whole damn time. Who even knows?
Every goddamn episode.
Because we know from the stupid prequels.
We know from the prequels.
We know how old he was.
He's the little boy in the prequels.
In episode two.
He's the son of Jango Fett, the little kid.
Oh, yeah, but I mean, what was that on the timeline? How long ago was that? It's really hard to know.
It would put him, I looked it up, it would put him in the Book of Boba Fett series at about 45 years old.
Okay. Yeah, and besides, I mean, if I want to look at some 20-year-old, you know-it-all jack-off, I mean, I'll just go to work tomorrow, you know? You know what I mean? It's about time... We represent some real people from the real generation.
No, I'm with you.
Out there still doing it.
Some old
cry Boba.
Fuck shaming. I don't
hear it. But here's the thing. You're saying that, but it's true. It's like, if that's the case, they're still doing it. The characters they put out there, they're done. They're getting beat up. They're not working. They're not doing it right. It's like, if you're talking about a 45, 46-year-old person like us, we're out working our asses off. This is someone who's got to take a bath. And Jamie, it's not two times. It's almost every episode they had him in there.
Yeah, I mean, the second he crawled out of the pit, he got absolutely stomped by about 80 people or something. And I mean, yeah, the guy didn't get a chance to catch his breath for a second, you know? You know? Sound like pit, a massive stomping. I mean, you know. Get the guy a bath for crying out loud.
He can take a bath after the episode's over.
Paul Wilcox just commented, we can all agree, I'm sure, that the best part of the show was his sorry-ass crew of flunkies running around the town. Now you're just trying to poke the bear, Paul. You are just trying to poke the bear. That after-school program crew of sissies, he says. Oh, God.
Oh, you fuckers.
Yeah.
Those guys made Biff Tannen's crew look like they were... like
what, Keith?
Violent criminals. Yeah, like the Warriors. Thank you.
Yeah.
I heard that Steve hates Back to the Future.
Oh yeah, he can't stand it. And and Ghostbusters too.
Blasphemy. Jesus.
Jesus Marimba. You know, I watched that for the first time the other day. Batman 1989.
Hey, Keith,
for the first time ever?
No, hey, Keith. No.
Keith, when you rewatched it, did you find out any interesting new tidbit that you could share with the group?
It's funny that you ask, Mike. Yes, I did. So I got to actually look up her name now that you bring it up. I wasn't going to talk about it. So, like, as with any any movie that I've seen over and over again, like, I think, Jamie, you said you do the same thing when you watch a movie, you're scrolling through IMDb. Yeah. And so Batman 1989, Joker taints all the... He taints all of the personal care products or whatever, and so you got the two models that are the first victims. And if you go and you look through the cast, the actress that played Amanda Keeler, one of the first Joker victims, and you go to her IMDb profile, and you go and you look at her filmography, she's known for Steamy Windows, Rearing Rachel, Part-Time Stewardesses,
Oscar,
Rear View, Girls Who Dig Girls 19, she was in.
She wasn't in 18?
No, apparently not. Diamond in the Rough, Hot in the Saddle, Colossal Orgy 3.
Oh, nice.
Getting late in the career now.
The Big Bang 3, Sarah Young Private Fantasies 22. Like,
I didn't think they went up that.
You know what's interesting is Seth Rogen was on that Graham Norton show, and he was talking about how whenever they did a movie where they needed a girl to take her top off, instead of getting an actress and convincing her to do that, they would get a porn star and they would put her in the movie. And in his words, it was the best thing she did all week. You know,
but she was talking about working with Stormy Daniels.
Stormy Daniels, right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that was kind of made me think of that.
David Bell commented on the stream, "I haven't seen this series yet, and after this, I will not be watching this apparent I've fallen and I can't get up infomercial."
Oh my God.
Yes.
Or a Cialis commercial, like that shitty band at the fucking bar this weekend.
Dude, no. The Cialis commercial where the couple's sitting in the bathtubs looking out in the hill, they're back to tanks.
Oh, Jesus Christ. No, they're not.
No, they're really not. It was a joke.
No, they're really not.
It was supposed to be funnier, but it wasn't. So.
Please, I'm begging you for the man.
What else is anybody watching?
I did see Nobody. I finally saw Nobody.
Yeah.
It was good. It wasn't great, but I enjoyed it. It was all right.
Who's that?
Bob Odenkirk. I like him. He's awesome. Michael Ironside is fucking league now. Oh,
league.
That guy's a mess. That guy ate Michael Ironside. That guy is fucking huge. And Christopher Lloyd's in it. He's awesome. The director sucked. Whoever the guy who directed it, he blew biscuits. But overall, I thought the story was decent. I mean, you've seen the story a million times in a million movies, but it worked, and I think it was mostly because Bob Odenkirk. There is a fight scene on a bus.
Yeah.
That was fucking awesome. And it was kind of realistic, but then as it went along, it got a little too Marvel-y.
Well, he got beat up a lot. That was the thing in the scene. Yeah, like he got beat up a lot.
It got too silly as it went along, but overall, I liked it. It's still worth taking a look at. That was probably the only like new thing that I can think of that I've seen. It's a new movie.
Paul wanted to know if you've seen X yet.
Oh, I heard it's awesome, but I haven't seen it.
Malcolm X? Yeah. I saw that years ago.
Yeah, I did see that too. No, that's playing at the Music Box, actually, right now at midnight screenings, that movie.
David,
love the box.
David Bell says, we recently finished Peacemaker, really liked it.
I fucking love that show.
Oh, the spinoff. The spinoff with the... Well, of course he liked it. John Cena's in it. He loves his wrestling.
It's a spinoff of what?
It's a spinoff of Suicide Squad.
The new Suicide Squad, yeah.
John Cena's character, Peacemaker, is like a Captain America, but he believes in peace and justice by killing people.
Yeah.
And
not a bad
he problem. Has a partner in the show The only other time I saw the guy, he was an extra in a Harry Potter movie. Plays this guy called the Vigilante, which is the Peacemaker's unaffiliated partner. And Vigilante is this guy who's in his 20s who is semi-mentally retarded. He works as a busboy, but is a like highly trained killer. And so he's out there absolutely free as can be, like slaughtering people just as an idiot. It's one of the most entertaining superheroes I've ever seen.
Well, then there you have it.
It's like the Punisher on heroin.
And his name is John C.
Good.
I couldn't resist. I went and searched for that sound.
Just thanks, because I don't hear that enough.
I'm sure you say. Don't. I'm sure you don't. All right. I think we've exhausted all of our topics for today.
But no one else has seen anything.
I saw Val finally, which is
I think seven.
Really seven, but really good. Like, I can't believe he had that much footage throughout his life. It's just like he had footage from back in school and Top Gun and all those fucking time. The only thing I can fault is it didn't really hit on Real Genius all that much. And
no, it didn't. Or Top Secret.
But I really like that. I also, book-wise, Bob Odenkirk, I just got his book. I've started to read comedy, drama, and I actually got it signed. And it's great. It's really good so far. I'm only like...
Wait, you met him?
No, it came signed. Like it was a signed copy. It was pretty great. I really admire him. I think he's a great writer, great actor. And I'm rewatching Breaking Bad, getting ready for the Better Call Saul last season. So,
It's fucking coming
mid April, I think it is.
I'm coming too. Yes, mid April.
Oh,
sounded like it all over Odenkirk.
Pussy, 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 pussy.
All the things that make us laugh.
Yeah,
pussy holes.
Oh.
Fucking
awesome. Oh man, I'm trying to think. I haven't really seen it. I'm behind. I need to see the Batman. I really want to see that.
It's gonna be out on HBO Max in like 15 days or something like that.
Yeah, I don't have HBO Max.
It had a 45 day window in the theaters. And
I've got
so weird
every other fucking streaming service, but HBO Max.
I gotta tell you, man, it's a really without ruining anything, a good movie on its own before it's a Batman movie. It's an interesting movie, and then it's a good take on Batman too. So.
Would you guys liked it if Batman was played by someone the age of 45?
Wrong. As long as I don't have to go into a fucking
a bathtub. You shit in the bathtub with Seuss.
No, that would be. All these years, Mike was Batman. We didn't know.
Let me just say this: none of this was like recently.
Way to go, good point.
Oh, God.
No.
Yeah.
Bathtub with Mike winning.
How can you imagine that?
Bat time with Mike Wooding is a great series. That'd be great.
You need a bigger mop.
Oh yeah.
And when we start talking ill of the dead is when I hit the outro. This has been episode 82 of F That Noise. Follow us on fthatnoisepod.com. Also on all of the socials. New episode. This will be edited and published tomorrow. If you missed any of it, follow us on our Facebook page.
Ralph Orr's roast beef.
Jimmy.
Jimmy. That's pretty much it.